Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When she was a girl, pregnant and unwed, with this cockamamie story about being the mother of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, revealed to her by the angel Gabriel, which her family and friends were, well, let's say just a little hesitant to buy into. Could she have expected this? When Joseph insisted on keeping her as his betrothed and took her with him to Bethlehem to be counted for the census, did she really envision this? When they brought their 40-day-old son to the temple for the rites of presentation and for her own purification, and that white-haired Simeon added a little footnote to his prophecy, he said, "A sword will pierce through your own soul also." Did she picture this? When she and Joseph anxiously searched through all of their extended family for their missing 12-year-old son, only to find him and his word, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" That she found him in the temple. Did she understand this was the end? When they were at that wedding in Cana, and she received a polite rebuke from asking him to deal with the drought of wine, did she think she was 3 years from seeing this? When she heard rumors of his actions in the temple to manufacture a whip and drive out the otherwise peaceful merchants selling animals for sacrifice, did she think it would all culminate into this? And then when she followed him along the Via Dolorosa, on the way from Jerusalem up to Golgotha, did she think that that trip would be so final, so irreversible? Mary, did you know? How could you? Our Lutheran confessions are quite clear that if you refuse to call Mary the Mother of God, that is to say, Mary, who is the God-bearer, is the mother, you are, and I quote, a Nestorian heretic and no Christian. During the 4th and 5th century, Nestorius wanted to defend the divinity of Jesus, so he argued that Mary could not have possibly been the mother of God. She must merely be the mother of the human part of Christ. Because, he said, no woman could give birth to God, right? Wrong. She is indeed the mother of God, and it is necessary to say so. God and man are inseparably one in the person of Christ. God has a mother. But beware, okay? If you go out and you confess that Mary to be the mother of God, you are going to risk all personal security. If what Mary bore in her womb, now read this, if what Mary bore in her womb is truly God, this will undo all your excuses about God. If the one who created all things, him who is the very God and Lord of all our hope, who for 9 months rested in the womb of Mary as a zygote, blastocyst, embryo, and fetus, then you can no longer claim that unborn children are not truly people. You can't. If the one who inhabits his mother's womb for 9 months is truly God, your pious pretensions that a mother can freely choose to abort her unborn babies are sinful and wrong. If Mary is the mother of God, then children truly are a blessing from God to be received. These children that we bear, that the woman bears, that the men have with their wife, these children are to be received without reservation. If what this woman has born in her body is truly God, then God is truly man. And man's only hope for salvation is the offspring of this woman. If the man she bears is truly God, then we have hope. If she gives the eternal second person of the Trinity flesh, then those of you who also have human flesh, which I think is all of us, you have a Savior. But no one, well, almost no one, wants this woman to be the mother of God. Nobody wants to admit that Mary is the mother of God. In the Lutheran Church, it's almost sacrilegious to, we don't venerate her as other religions do, but Mary is the mother of God. Some people shy away from calling Mary the Theotokos, the mother of God, because to say that what she bore in her womb, the same substance as was born in your mother's womb, okay, is the person of Jesus, who is truly God. That's what we preach, teach, and confess, that Jesus is God. That is then to admit that your flesh and my flesh, okay, with all its inclinations to be its own God, and that how we try often to reject the name of God, to refuse the Sabbath day rest in the word weekly, to dishonor and disobey our parents and other authorities, to harm our neighbors, life and body, his marriage and property, and his reputation, and to be discontent with what your Heavenly Father has given you, it's not simply weak, it is an abject failure. If Mary bears in her womb the second person of the Holy Trinity, then you and I, we have to look outside ourselves for salvation. Okay? It can't come from within us. It's impossible. Since Mary is the mother of God, she is. In her womb and thereafter, God is man. God has been, listen to this, God has then been a zygote, a blastocyst, an embryo, and a fetus. He's been a baby. He was a toddler. He was a boy. He was an adolescent teenager. He was a young man, and he became a man. If you have been any one of those, then your only hope can be in Jesus. Behold the man. he calls her, he called her woman, not woman. He did it twice. But the one who hangs on the cross is not merely her son, he is also her savior. He's your savior. He exists to save all people, including you and I, from our sins. This is Mary's son, who was appointed for the rising and the fall of many in Israel, who is the salvation of Israel and Gentiles alike. Behold the man, the promised seed of the woman sent to crush the head of the serpent, who, since the fall in the Garden of Eden, has enslaved all of mankind. So behold the man who redeems all men. Behold the man who cared enough to use his dying breath to care for his mother. Behold the man who cared enough to use his dying to save her and to save us. Behold that man, your brother. And each of you, my beloved, behold your mother, the bride of Jesus Christ, which is your mother, which is his church. From her womb, from the font, you are given new life. And it has caused you to be reborn through water and by the Spirit. Behold your mother, in whose care you receive forgiveness each and every day. Behold the only place where your sins have rich and full forgiveness. Behold the man who redeems men in the place and instruments of his church. So Mary truly is the mother of God. Let that sink in. God has a mother. And God is truly the Savior of sinners. He is the man, your brother, your flesh, who alone can offer himself on the cross for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Mary never could have expected all of this. But then nor could you. This man is God. This man is God who is dying for you. So behold the man. Behold your Savior. Behold your salvation. Behold your God. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.